Well, the leaders in the consistency areas, well, actually, we've played pretty good as a group for the last month or so. We've hit a couple of little bumps, but I think our goaltending has been fairly consistent throughout this stretch. Brian Little's been a consistent player, but a fair amount of our guys have been consistent as of late. I wouldn't say that anybody, and certain players have jumped up and played better of late and have contributed, such as goes around, but Shifley's been one guy. I mean, Evander Kane had a good night last night. Wheeler has made good contributions the last little while, but everybody has taken part.
Does that make it a bit easier for Evander when he comes back in the lineup that he doesn't have to shoulder and be in a leader right away when you've got guys that have already carried the load in his absence here? More seamless?
I think for Evander coming into the game, for him, he hasn't skated a whole lot with us, so I think it was important just to fit in. He had new line mates. I think that he was just trying to get himself into the game and play with some energy and do some of the things that he's capable of doing, not knowing how many minutes he would play. But I thought he did a good job. I thought that that line looked good, and they were able to make a contribution in the game as well.
Is there anything to your record against the Eastern Conference based on obviously having played in the conference and now being in the West? It's a good one so far this year.
Yeah, our record has been good. I can't say the reason why. I mean, we've had some success. You know, we've played well. We've played pretty well on the road as of late as well. So I'm not sure. I know the games in the West are really close, and they're really close, and they're very heavy. That would probably be the difference. Not that they're not heavy in the East, they're just a little bit different. And when you play, it seems for 60 minutes, you've got to earn every inch of ice, and there's no let up. And I think it's made us better as a group.
From a coaching perspective today, Claude, are you more hands on or hands off in the second game of this back to back?
You know what? I just do what I feel I have to do, just more on instincts and stuff. On a back-to-back, I think that you have to make sure that you recognize that fatigue plays a factor mentally a little bit and physically, and I don't think you want to overload the players. I think you just have to be able to give them some information at certain times and not overdo it, because I think that the listening span is a little bit shorter.
Is it easier or tougher to have your players focus on themselves and what they have to do when you have a team here across the way in Buffalo that even with more call-ups today have so many different faces in the lineup that you probably haven't seen or many of your guys even played against?
You know what? We try to focus on ourselves anyway, regardless of the opponent. It's a lot of times it's about our game and what we need to do to continue to grow and to get better. So we don't always look at the opposition and say, hey, this is what they do. We know Buffalo's capable of doing some things, and we know their goaltending can certainly win them a game just single-handedly. So it's going to be about the way we play, and we do that regardless of who the opponent is. That's the way we try to focus.
What are you looking for from Eric Waddell tonight if he happens to get in?
Well, we're not sure where all that's going to play out with Eric Waddell. He's been recalled, so right now we're going to wait and see. We've got a little bit of situations with some health things we have to look at a little bit, so a lot of that will be probably a game-time decision as the day moves forward here.
Zinger was at the game on Saturday. How's he been playing?
You know what? He's played well. When we recalled Albert, there was a couple of people that were considered for the situation to get the recall, and our understanding is he's played quite well. His numbers are good again this year, so we're quite happy with him. I liked him in training camp. I thought that he was a very... He was a guy that when you coached him, you noticed a lot of things you would do. You might not notice him because he doesn't play with a lot of flash and flair, but he's an effective player, and I would trust his game, and I don't expect that that has changed, you know, especially the way Keith coaches down there in St. John. So I expect he'd be able to fit in and play. So we'll see where he would go.
Can you use him on the wing if you have to?
I'd have to do a little bit of research on that. I'd want to put him somewhere where I would give him a chance to succeed if we were going to get him in the game, and I'd have to make sure that he feels comfortable. He would tell you that he'd be comfortable, but I'd have to do a little bit of research on that.
You said last night you were considering Montoya again. Are you going with him? Or?
Yeah. I don't know, did I say I was considering Montoya again? I think pondering the decision with the goaltending, you know. Pavlik will get the start tonight, and he's our goalie, and we know that. He's been very consistent, very solid, so he'll get the start and he'll be ready to play.